latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that Jos Alou insists the Newcastle squad is fully behind manager Rafa Benitez, ready to do anything it takes to avoid relegation. Well, the Magpies sit 13th in the Premier League standings, but are only 4 points above the drop zone and could easily be sucked back into trouble over the remaining 8 games. Up next is a home clash with fellow strugglers Huddersfield Town on Saturday, and victory will be massive in the battle to stay in the top flight. Jos Alou appears upbeat about their chances and feels there is plenty of talent available to get the job done. He told the Gazette, "We have a lot of players. We have a very good team. All of the players are in a good moment, me as well. Now I have to be ready to play minutes and try to score more goals and help the team win games." Well, the Spaniard, who has 4 goals to his name this term, feels competition for places creates a good problem for Benitez and confessed that the players are all singing from the same hymn sheet when it comes to squad rotation. He went on to say, "Some weekends some players play and others it is other players. The Premier League is strong. We have a very good squad, very good guys, and we understand everything. The manager has a good word with us. The manager cannot put 22 players in the starting 11. All the players are ready and we work hard for that." Meanwhile, Benitez has warned Islam Simani that he'll have to prove himself in training and for his country that he's ready to return ahead of Saturday's clash with the Terriers. Well, Slimani's not yet kicked a ball for the club despite making a loan move from Leicester almost 2 months ago. However, he could be set to play in Algeria's friendly with Iran later on Tuesday. While it may not indicate that he could be ready to return for Saturday's game with Huddersfield, Benitez insists that he's got work to do yet, demanding that he impresses in training before he's even considered for selection this weekend. The boss said the competition now is quite good, and Islam Samadi, when he comes back to fitness, will have to compete with them. He has confidence in himself, which is positive, but he has to show us this in training sessions and with his country. Then we'll see what happens against Huddersfield.